The standard heat of formation for many components, for example, carbon 4 oxide and magnesium oxide, can be measured directly using a calorimeter. However, there are many compounds, for example, tetrachloromethane and methane, for which the standard heat of formation of these compounds can only be obtained indirectly. A method which involves knowledge of intermediate steps is followed to obtain the products. The values are then linked in an energy level diagram or energy cycle diagram with the heat of formation of the compound.